This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله حيا الله صلاة حيا الله صلاة حيا الله فلا حيا فلا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, if we look at the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to count them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both ayat is telling us that if you try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you will not be able to count them. Simply because they're too much. There are too many of them that we cannot count them. We cannot say, today Allah blessed me with this. You know, when you want to inspire someone, you tell them, hey, every single day, think of three ni'am. And if you allow me to pause, inshallah, one of the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with is you coming to the masjid. It's a ni'mah, right? It's a blessing that Allah brought you to the masjid. There's so many Muslims outside. Maybe some of them did not pray, but Allah brought you here. So I'm seeing this because I see some brothers using the cell phone, and using the cell phone while the imam is talking is actually prohibited for any imam, any masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will invalidate your prayer. This is how significant and how important this is, subhanAllah, right? What I always say to the brothers and sisters is that do not worry, the stock market is not going to change because you did not check your profile or your shares. It's not going to change. Everything is going to continue outside the same exact way before you came here, subhanAllah. So just detach yourself from dunya a little bit and bring yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you. So there are so many na'am. When we inspire someone, we say, think of three na'amah, three blessings that Allah blessed you with. And this will give you the concept of gratitude, the shukr. All right? A shukr. Shukr Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you happiness. If you want to be content and happy, always remember the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with. Always. Okay? Because we tend to look at the things that we do not have rather than the things that we have. Okay? There are a lot of things that you and I have right now, and there's so many people outside, they do not have it. Even some people might be amongst us now, and they might not have it, subhanAllah. If you can hear me now, if you can see me now, there are people who actually cannot see me, or cannot hear me, right? SubhanAllah, if your body, alhamdulillah, is functioning well, if you can breathe, that's the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people paying thousands of dollars in hospitals just to be able to get, an oxygen, just a little bit of oxygen. But alhamdulillah, you and I are having this for granted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these are the ni'am, the blessings are the zahira, the evident one that we see them. We know that the oxygen is important for us, right? We know that food is important for us. We know that safety and security, those are also important for us. We know that for sure, right? But there are a lot of ni'am that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with and they were not paying attention to. In surah, and again, if you don't mind, I will pause inshallah because there's some brothers still using the cell phone while the imam is talking. The salah is invalid. Your time here on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you your record and you will say, wait a minute, but on November 7th, if I'm not mistaken, I was in the masjid listening to Imam Salah's khutbah. Allah will say, you were there, but you were in your cell phone. This is how serious it is. That's why I pause. So brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you, Rabbil Alameen. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in a beautiful surah, Surah Luqman, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showered you and bestowed upon you ni'am, ظاهرة and باطنة. They're evident ones and ones that are unseen, they're concealed. Okay? They're unseen. We do not see this ni'am. And when you look at the book of the tafsir, to actually try to understand what Allah means exactly by saying na'am batina, you know, we do not see them, we do not recognize them. The ulama, they say there is a ni'mah called ni'mat al-sitr. Ni'mat, the blessing of a sitr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is covering up for your sins and for your shortcomings. That's a ni'mah that we do not recognize, that we do not appreciate, that we do not value. And subhanAllah, we tend to forget. And that is how arrogance comes to us. That we think that we're awesome, we're amazing. And others are, you know, they're the bad ones. You know why? And the people respect me because I am this, I am that, I have this position, I have that status. And people respect me for that. People do respect you because of this ni'mah. People do respect you and appreciate you and they speak highly about you because of that ni'mah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow them to see the other side that you have. And that is very true, and this is for everyone. We're humans and we make mistakes and we slip. Okay? And this is very normal. So your brother is sitting next to you, and I don't want everyone to keep looking right and left. I'm just giving you examples. Your brother sitting next to you, all right, and you're sitting next to him, you know yourself better than your brother knows you, and he knows himself very well, and she knows herself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows both of you. Okay? So now, the thing is, when you sit, and you're not realizing that you have this ni'mah, that there is something that you did, possibly this morning, possibly yesterday, possibly last month, possibly last year, that only you and Allah is aware of. Okay? And you're looking at people and people are respecting you and they're holding you in a very high position. That is because of that ni'mah, brothers and sisters. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift off this ni'mah, ni'mah al-sitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his names, al-sitir, إن الله حي ستير. One of the, it was mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah loves sitr. Allah loves to cover up for our shortcomings and our mistakes. Okay? This is from fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he doesn't want to expose us in front of each other because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make sure that there is harmony, there is love between us. Okay? But also that comes with a price. This is not for everyone. In the beginning, Allah guarantees for everyone. He will cover. He will cover up your mistakes, okay? He knows that you've committed this sin, all right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if the sin, as you know, a beautiful statement that I heard before, that if the sin were to have a smell, we would not even bear each other's smell. Imagine if the sins Allah exposed us in a form of smell, bad smell, all right? Imagine how terrible the area would be, Subhanallah. But because the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is covering each and every one of us, that's why, alhamdulillah, it's good. It's peaceful. That's the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in this ayah. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً, the evident, and the one that are hidden. All right? So if you have this ni'mah, if I have this ni'mah, we have to do two things. Okay? The first thing that you and I should do is to say alhamdulillah for this ni'mah. Can we say alhamdulillah for this ni'mah? That no one knows what you do. It's only you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could cover it. You know what is very interesting? And I find it to be, subhanallah, I don't want to use that word, but it's just mind-blowing, subhanallah. You know the dua at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah? ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. You know this beautiful dua that we make a lot of times at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. I want you to go to the translation. Oh Allah, do not treat us the way you treat the people before us. You know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated them before, the people way before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when someone commits a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes at the door, all right, at the door, the front door of their house, that that person was drinking last night, that person did this, and that person did that. Can you imagine that? Can you picture this in your mind? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that He was going to write in your car, in your house, that you did this and you did that? That's why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Ya Allah, please, we cannot take that. Don't treat us the way you treated them before. All right? And Allah has given you this. He has given you the sitr. So two things you should do if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should say alhamdulillah for this ni'mah, that Allah is covering up the ma'asi and the sins, right? And the shortcomings. Number two, we should be careful. Why? Because you have something called nasibu min as-sitr. You have a share. It's not unlimited. Don't think this is unlimited. Allah will always cover for you. Now, it doesn't work this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he does it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a share. Let's say you have 50 share, okay? 50 times. He's going to cover for you 50 times. After that 50 times, number 51, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift this cover. And He will tell people, do you see what He's doing? Okay, so it will not happen for the first time. It will not happen for the first time. Allah will give you once, twice, and thrice. That's why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, in a very interesting story, when someone was brought up to him because he stole something, all right? He took like food or something, right? So they brought him up to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and the man said, listen, please don't punish me. This is my first time. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, I swear by Allah, had it been your first time, Allah would have never exposed you. This is not your first time, man. You're exposed because you lost your share of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covering you. Okay? So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it works is that He keeps on going, giving you a lot of signs. And I hear this from brothers, and we're people. Okay? He gives you a lot of signs. You're someone who goes the wrong way. You do wrong things, mistakes, okay? Behind your spouse's back, behind your parents' back, behind your, you know, anybody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on giving you a sign, okay? He gives you a sign. Let me share a story. I find it to be very funny, but very relevant. A friend of mine in New York, a long time ago, I saw him one day. And his eyes, if you look at it, subhanAllah, swollen, it's just crazy. So I told him, what's going on, Muhammad? He said, you know, I just hit my head somewhere. I mean, something happened to me. It was an accident. I was like, okay. Did you go to the doctor? He said, yeah. 1 week, nothing is happening. Literally, he puts the creams and everything, nothing is happening. Then I tell him, what's going on? He said, I will go to the doctor again. They keep on giving medication, but nothing is happening. My eyes is getting worse. All right? And the doctor even doesn't know what's the reason for that, right? Like, why is this that bad? So one day I told him, everything okay? He said, you know what, can I admit something? I said, yes, what's going on? He said, one time I was walking the street somewhere in Queens, New York, and he said, there was a lady walking behind me, so I kept on actually turning like that, and I was really looking at her inappropriately for a long time. And by the time I'm turning back, there was like a pole in my face. And this is not the first time I do that.
All right, it's a true story, wallahi. So I just laughed. It's sad, but it made me laugh, right? I said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you multiple chances. This is one of the signs. He didn't expose you. All right, he did not expose you, but he has given you a lot of signs. If you're doing something haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you're going somewhere and it doesn't work out. All right, you want to meet somebody, something happens and the meeting doesn't happen. And you get frustrated. Why? But I had plans. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to drink. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make it happen. And you're not realizing that Allah is giving you a sign. Be careful. That's a sign for you. Turn back, make a U-turn, but you're still going and going and going, right? And you fall, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you rise again, and you continue walking. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that, well, you did not learn from your mistakes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, I made this up, Allah will not say that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, sorry, you ran out of credit. You had 50 credits, 50 minutes, 50 shares, whatever you want to call it. You ran out of credit. People, this is the person whom you thought it was a holy person. That's the person whom you thought that was a good person. Look what he did. Is that fair? Yes, it is fair. And that explains to us why, you know, when you see a scholar, when you see a religious figure, when you see a politician, when you see this, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed you that bad? Because Allah has given you so many chances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you, he told you, be careful, don't do that, all right? There is a responsibility. People respect you for a reason. People respect you because they thought you're a good person, but you are not realizing that I've given you multiple chances. But then when you don't pay attention to that, Allah says, you run out of credit, Habib. It doesn't matter. If you are the grand sheikh of the whole world, it doesn't matter. I put you in such a high status, but guess what? Because you did not appreciate this ni'mah, you were not alert, you were not careful, you're coming back crashing down and your reputation is tarnished forever. And that's just in dunya. And that's not the end of it. It's not like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, khalas, you're in Jahannam. No. He says, you learn a lesson, but the lesson is going to be severe. And for us brothers and sisters, when we look at situations like this, we keep on saying, you know, what did he do? He did that to himself or she did that to herself. And we forget that our credit is not 100% guaranteed, because we already also did something. But the difference between us and him is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that that's it for him. But for you, he's still giving you that chance. This is a very serious matter, because a lot of people, you know, nobody knows. They will know. Listen, brothers and sisters, I know time, subhanAllah, started a little late. Brothers and sisters, you are betraying your spouse, and this is what I say to the sisters and the brothers. Sheikh, can I check his phone? You know, the night patrolling. Brothers, be careful. Your phone's being checked right and left. Okay? Check. They have ways. Right? And you say, like, you know, she doesn't know. He doesn't know. But you're forgetting something very important. Allah. So what I say to the sisters and the brothers, please try not to do that, because you're going to open up doors of Jahannam on you. You're not going to sleep. But wait, they have certain amount of sitr. Once Allah decides that this sitr is over, she will know. How? She will see a dream. She'll wake up in the morning and your wife tells you, like, you know, what did you do last night? I was like, well, you punished me because you see a dream? It's a dream. I didn't do anything. Right? She will know. He will know. It's not because she did an effort. It's because Allah decided. That's it. That's over. So what I say to the brothers and sisters is, listen, fix your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Habibi, you're not going to hide forever. You're not going to hide forever. There was one brother, I remember it was in New York. I will end, inshallah, with this. He said, Sheikh, you know, I was having another marriage or whatever somewhere else, another state, and you know, for like 2, 3, 4 years, my wife didn't know. And one day, you know what happened, Sheikh? Literally, my phone called my wife by mistake while I was with the other woman. My phone rang, like, called her number by mistake. I told him it was not going to be hidden. It's not because your wife is the, يعني, the Muslim. It's not just because. It's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, again, I want you to reflect. I want you to really think about this, because this is a very serious matter. If this is what is happening, if Allah is continuing covering you with his sitr, I want you to just pause and reflect. Is it really worth it? I want you to ask this question. And again, I'm not judging anybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover our own faults and mistakes. But if that's the case, I want you to ask, is it worth losing your children? Is it worth it? That moment of lust and desire, is it really worth it to lose your family and your children and your reputation? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? That's a question you should always ask yourself. Is it worth it? Having your kids, you know, they're being feeling humiliated their whole life. They look at you as someone, as a betrayal, someone who ruined their lives. Is it worth it? Have you thought about your own kids? Your own kids, if they find out, have you thought about destroying your spouse's life and your own life? Is it really worth it? And forget about the spouse. It's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think that is because the scholar or whoever was exposed is because of the wife. Or it was going to come regardless, because khalas, once you run out of credit, it is over. Your credit is over. The ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, is you did not appreciate it. You did not say alhamdulillah for it. You did not recognize and acknowledge the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that it's not going to work. People, that is the person that you thought he was the best. Look what is happening. And this is just in dunya. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, and always make dua to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover up for our mistakes and shortcomings, and say Allahumma asturna fawqa al-ard wa tahta al-ard wa yawm al-ard alayk. Brothers and sisters, when you hear about a scandal, when you hear about any incident, I want you to keep this in your mind. I want you to say alhamdulillah, also say alhamdulillah, because I am not in their place. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maintained. Don't feel happy for it because something like this happened to a person. Don't feel happy. This is very dangerous, wallahi. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Maybe you're like this, but Allah is covering up for you. All right? And if the time comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you in just same position. So say alhamdulillah and try to make dua for them and for their families, and don't entertain the fact that someone has been exposed. Don't entertain that, right? Because they never know what is going to happen tomorrow. As long as we're alive, we're not secured from fitna. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from fitna, ya Rabbil Alameen. I will conclude with one more thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this community. Alhamdulillah, we had a wonderful fundraiser event and we raised, mashallah, a little over $1 million. Takbir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. But subhanAllah, our goal was $1.2 million. Alhamdulillah, we're close to the target. So inshallah, after salah, if you don't mind, for a few minutes, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, I'm going to stand and see if some brothers, inshallah, can contribute so we can have full-time Islamic school, that the second floor that we need, really desperately need, actually, inshallah, to be completed as well. So be generous. This is your community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Allahumma ya Rabbana inna as'aluka an tatakabbal minna. Allahumma arhamna ya Rabb. Allahumma waffiqna ila ma tuhibbuhu wa tarda. Allahumma ansur ikhwana al-mustada'afina fi Gaza wa fi kulli makani min ardi al-Islam. Ya Rabb al-alamin. Allahumma amin wa aqim as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salati, hayya lil falah. Qad qamatu salah, qad qamatu salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Stawu. Allahu Akbar. And
لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيرا Can we have one brother inshallah for $25,000 quickly inshallah just 2 minutes $25,000 inshallah so we can reach our goal inshallah بالعالمين any brother inshallah I'm not going to stay here long but we have the volunteers mashallah wearing different clothes as you can see $25,000 any brother Okay, here, inshallah. Can we, inshallah, go $10,000? Can we have one brother, inshallah, to finish the second floor? To finish the second floor and also start, inshallah, the madrasa and the Islamic school, inshallah. $10,000? Any brothers? Any brother, sisters also? You have some volunteers? $10,000, inshallah. It's doable for a school community. It is doable, inshallah. $10,000, inshallah. Are you seeing Salaam alaikum or is your hand? Okay, $10,000. Bismillah, to finish up the project, inshallah, $10,000. Khair, inshallah, we're trying to do it fast, inshallah. You can also stop at the office, there is QR code. $5,000, inshallah, $5,000. Jazakum Allah khairan, over here, brother, takbir. May Allah bless you. The second one, inshallah, $5,000. It's doable, inshallah, ablalameen. $5,000? And your brother, inshallah, huh? Think about it, inshallah, ablalameen. In sadaqa jariya, $5,000? Bismillah, $5,000. Huh? Going once, going twice. You don't want to raise your hands, fine, but take a pledge, inshallah. All right, let's go for, inshallah, 2,500. 2,500, your brother? 2,500. Alhamdulillah, we're asking. We don't like to ask, but we have to finish the project. 2,500. Any brother? You have also the multi-purpose hall, the sisters, 2,500. خير إن شاء الله. All right, can we go for $1,000? And that's very easy, inshallah. Bismillah, brother Abdulmalik here. Jazakum Allah khair, the second over here. Number three and four, inshallah. Four, $1,000, ikhwani. Inshallah, is doable. Keep your hands up or just see one of the volunteers. $1,000 in the back, brother. Brother Ishaq is the back. Brother Ishaq is in the back. $1,000, number four and five. Four and five, inshallah. $1,000. Bismillah, four and five. Jazakum Allah khair. Four and five. Also, the sisters, you have some, inshallah. I have some volunteers. Four and five, bismillah. Four and five, $1,000, brother Arif, zakallah khair. Over here, volunteers. Over here on the side, inshallah, brother Arif. Keep your hands up, please. All right, number five and six. Five and six, inshallah. It's very doable, jazakumullah khair. All right, we want to finish up the project, inshallah. Bismillah. I know some brothers are praying sunnah, but also we need to finish, inshallah, the project. All right, anyways, inshallah, just because time is short, you can stop by the kiosk, the office, to see the volunteers. Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Just go ahead and make sure, inshallah, you contribute for the project. Jazakum Allah khayram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Ameen. Yeah. Barakallahu feekum.